Starting again, Art. 3, 2. Nikki Castengay joins us now. She is the production manager at London Drugs. You might recognize that she was on with us last week, and she's going to be on with us next week, too. Why? Because May is what, Nikki?
Photo month.
May is photo month, and you are in charge of all the photos being published. How many photos do you develop a day?
Oh, it really depends on which store you're at, but I mean, it's obviously thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Absolutely.
And thousands. So London Drugs has photo finishing, of course, but they also do all of these different, just printing off a photo now is so yesterday. Now you have to make it into something better, and we're going to talk about photo books today.
Yes.
Now, I like the idea of photo books for a couple of reasons. One is, when we think about archiving photos and saving our pictures and backing them up, I think books are a great way to go because, and we never talk about this much, but because the book being closed keeps air off of the photos.
Absolutely, which stops the damage.
Yeah, so if you think about, you get photos that fade over time, mm-hmm. regardless of how well you store them, they tend to fade. But in books, you open the book and the color's still great. And then why is that? Because there's no air getting to those photos. They're actually protected.
And a lot of times no moisture as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you store it in your garage and then it floods or
yes.
something like that. So that could be an air. So talk to me about the thought process people go through in the planning process in photo books. Because the photo books range everything from little six-inch books all the way up to full-size, huge coffee table
yes.
books.
Yes. Really what you want to start with is which pictures you want to use. Are you doing somebody's life? Are you doing just a specific trip? Put that all into one folder on your computer, start up our software, bring up those pictures, and then you can just tell the software which book you want to do. We start at, as you were saying, the 6x7 softcover book. We go all the way up to 12x12 custom hardcover books. Let me explain what custom hardcover is. That is an actual design that you have done, whether it's one picture strewn across the actual spine itself, or you can go to something more traditional, a black leather album, a white leather album.
So, You mentioned something I think is important to consider as you plan your photos is figuring out what the theme of your photos
yes.
is. If it's somebody's life, if it's a trip, but having a designated theme to these
yes.
photo books. It's not just a collection of your photos the way that they. I guess you could. But.
You really could. We actually have proof books. We have two different sizes of proof books.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you just have a bunch of media with pictures on it, you can make a proof book. It will do anywhere from 3 up to, I believe it's about 16 images per page.
Okay.
It'll designate the number of the actual image. So if you say, oh, that's one of the ones I want, it's very easy for you to go back.
Okay. Now, and for the smaller books and stuff like that for events, like if your kids are in a theater, in a play, you can take a whole bunch of pictures of the play, and then you could make them as gifts, as mementos for the people that are part of the show and stuff like that. So there's some really creative ways that you can
use
photo
books.
Oh,
there is. We have grad classes doing that right now.
Grad classes, that'd be perfect, yeah.
Yeah, it's been the whole grad year, just the functions that they've done together. And they do one up, and everybody just goes ahead and orders them.
Art showed me his. He did his for his bowling team. It was awesome. They did 4 copies for the bowling team, but they went big. They went for the full coffee table book.
It's a brilliant idea. You can do it for a slow pitch team, a soccer team, a football team.
Yeah. The other team wasn't very good. Bowling team. It wasn't a very good bowling team, but he did it. It was really nice. And he did it for all the guys. So I thought
very
it was
sweet.
It was sweet. Now, you've got software that will help so you can play with it. I think one of the things that you want to do is you want to take your time. This is not a project you want to rush into. You want to take your time. Do it properly.
And put the pictures in there that you really want. Absolutely. We do believe in taking your time. And if you find that you don't have the time, London Drugs does offer a design service. So if you just bring your images into us, we'll create the book for you.
And is that, I always wonder about, how you decide which picture is going to be small, which picture is going to be large, which picture, how you're going to tell a story as you go through. Are your designers able to do that? Do they know which pictures are going to fit best? Or is it just pretty much just importing them and they automatically kind of flow through?
They automatically flow through. We go through, we decide, that picture itself is too pixelated. Let's try a different picture that
okay.
see if it looks a little bit better.
Because you can take a larger picture then make it smaller.
Definitely.
And then you can kind of recycle that picture and
definitely.
Still get some use out of it if it's...
Definitely.
If it's
and our software down at the very bottom shows a check mark for the pictures you've actually used.
Okay.
So that you'll know, oh, okay, well, I've used these 4 pictures, but I haven't used these 3.
What's the baseline resolution that you expect people to have for their photos for printing in this quality?
It depends on what size book you're going with. Because if you're going with a 6x7 book and you're putting on 9 images per page, really...
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
You
okay,
only
well,
need
let's
a
say,
one by
okay,
one.
Let's say, what is the maximum resolution? What's the minimum resolution for the maximum size photo?
You really want to go with a 3x3 at 200 dpi. So you want a 600x600 image would probably be around the minimum.
Okay.
We're still going to do our color and density correction to try and make sure it looks as great as it possibly can. Now, our photographic albums, we do print at 720 DPI. So you do want to have just that little bit better of image, because otherwise it will start to break down on you.
Now, when you've color corrected my images...
Mm-hmm.
Do I get those images back in digital form as well, color corrected, or are they just printed?
No, they're just printed in the photo book.
What a good question, Steve.
That is a good question.
That's something you should think about doing.
Something we do is, going back to Archival, it's a service that we do offer. If you are getting all of your digital images put onto CD, you can pay for us to have them color and density corrected and rotated.
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about for next week, though.
Yep.
We're talking about archiving your photos next week because it's still photo month.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, so your courses are still going on. This week's course was actually on photo books, but the course this week is on I have it here, greeting cards.
Yes.
And then next week you're doing a course on calendars.
Yes.
Again, all different things that can be printed off. And Nikki Casting, I thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you next week as photo month continues here on Dotto Tech.